At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. How are you taking us in? We appreciate it. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you producer number 5 and 8, Jeff Parlay, who has worn a button down today. And so we feel like we should not squander this opportunity to put him on camera as much as possible. How you doing, Jeff? You good?
I'm good. I guess I have to wear the button down more often.
What happened this morning? Walk us through it. Did you went to the closet?
No, I felt like wearing the button down because it was chillier than usual outside. And, okay. And more importantly, I had misplaced my jacket, and that was that.
But aren't you wearing sweatshirts the other day?
No, I don't wear the sweatshirts on air. That's just to walk inside, but I didn't have a... It was a bad job of preparation. Let's just go with
that,
Gil.
Okay. I
look very nice, though.
You do.
I'm very nice.
You do, if you do say so yourself. You look very nice, Jeff. That's great. Cowboys and Saints last night. Let's start there. The Cowboys end up winning this game 27-17 with 2 touchdowns late. So for those who were in-game undering, it probably ended up being a bad beat. Not pre-flop under. Pre-flop under got there. Pre-flop total closed at 45. Cowboys minus 6.5 got there, but was never really comfortable until a pick six late in this game. It was Taysom Hill's 4th interception of the ball game, this one taken to the house by Watkins. There was a sort of garbage Saints touchdown after that to make it 27-17. In the end, Cowboys cover the first half. Cowboys cover the full game. Total does go under in terms of the pre-flop. And I guess the question to you, young Jeffrey, because we were on the Cowboys yesterday, as soon as, again, the first notion that Alvin Kamara would be out of this game came not yesterday morning, but the night before. So Wednesday night, and that's when I bet the Cowboys -5. When we got the official word yesterday morning during a numbers game that it would be not only Kamara but also Ramczyk and Armstead, their 2 starting tackles, would be out for the Saints also yesterday, took more Cowboys at -5, ended up getting to -6.5, never quite got to 7. Thought it would be the buyback there, but it got to 6.5 by kickoff. And the question, Jeff, is did you learn more about the Cowboys in terms of, I'll couch it this way, and then you can go outside of my couching of it, but Amari Cooper's absence seems to mean a tremendous amount to this Cowboys offense. He was, you know, he had a snap count, he had a pitch count, if you will, last night. And there are flashes when he's in there where you're like, oh, it's this Cowboys offense that we remember from earlier in the year. But when he's not, it just seems to stagnate. I'm not sure Dak is 100% either. He looks gingerly when he's rolling out or when he's flushed out from the pocket. Or was this just about Taysom Hill in his fifth career start not being all that good? Or is it just the fact that the Saints, without all those players, Taysom Hill had no chance? You have many options, Jeff. What's the number one thing?
I just think New Orleans is just totally overmatched because of the injuries. I think that's really the biggest thing. Taysom Hill was actually much better running the football than I thought he would be, which coming off of a bad foot was pretty impressive. He's never been the big-time thrower. We know this, Gil. That's just not how he's going to operate. The pick six was especially bad.
Such a soft throw.
Yeah, it was especially bad
also,
at the end.
Also, the one that Trayvon Diggs picked off was just so badly underthrown. Just
yeah, no,
so
it was bad. And I think also, too, the refs were actually totally fine last night, except for one call.
Let me guess. May I guess?
I think everyone knows it.
It was the block in the back that set Sean Payton off.
Yeah, the blindside block, which was not even remotely close to being a blindside block. That, look, you never know. New Orleans
you
picked up
know.
The first down on that first play. Instead,
100%.
It's first and 21, and New Orleans isn't getting a first down out of first and 21 with the way they're constructed right now. But I learned nothing about Dallas.
Do you buy into what I said about Amari Cooper? Like maybe he means more to that offense than we can imagine.
It's possible. I'm just curious now because we're now 5 weeks since Dak, 6 weeks since Dak suffered the calf injury in New England.
He doesn't look right, does he?
I don't think he's 100%.
Yeah.
Because something that offense was they looked like Kansas City the first year with Mahomes before that injury. Now. Dude, they're a good offense. They're not a great offense like they looked like earlier in the year. Oh, and by the way, the touchdown by Gallup was one of the three best catches I've seen in the NFL this
Beautiful.
Year.
Beautiful. And I'm the one, and I'm the guy who, Matt Brown, it rails against this too on Primetime Action. But I always said, like, when Jay Gruden was the coach of the Washington football team, he was, like, making it a point every time they got to the 1 or 2 yard line. We are going to throw a fade to Josh Doctson. We're going to make Josh Doctson a thing if our life depends on it. And it would be like, he'd be like one for 30 doing it. But that was about as nice of a fade with Gallup putting his 2 feet just inside the corner of the end zone, as you'll see. But the Dak thing definitely sticks out to me because there was more than a few plays last night where it looked like he could have run for about 15 yards, and I don't know if they've told him to sort of ratchet it back, if he doesn't feel comfortable, whatever it is where he's just like, oh, he's going to pass it. He has no intention of running this football. And so the Cowboys end up winning it 27-17. Do you still, let's put it this way, long term, when you're thinking about the Cowboys, we can forget about the Saints for now, who are on the outside looking in even before last night's game. Do you still think of the Cowboys as a legit Super Bowl contender?
Yes, but they're at the back end of the list now.
Because Arizona and Green Bay and Tampa
Bay. Because Green Bay has moved up a lot. I mean, heck, when we started the power rankings, Green Bay was ninth for me, and now they're number two, and they're pretty clearly number two.
Me too.
Arizona's better than Dallas. Tampa Bay, I'm going to trust Tom Brady in the playoffs more than I'm going to trust a Mike McCarthy coach team. So,
right.
I mean, they just...
McCarthy's an issue. He wasn't there last night. But I guess what I'm saying is, because remember, Tampa Bay was 7-5 after 12 games last year, so I don't want to get in that rut where we're too much... prison of the moment. That's why I made a Colts bet this week, right? You kind of have to think outside of the conventional wisdom box. And I'm just saying, all these things we're saying about the Cowboys, they will get Amari back without a pitch count. Dak's health will improve, right? That defense is vastly better than we ever predicted it to be. While we may have an assessment of the Cowboys currently correct, are we underrating them long term?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. I'm
not sure we're not.
The calf for Dak, regardless of what they said, it looks like that is playing a role still.
It
really
does. Definitely does. And can we? And Zeke is also hammered. Like the
Zeke,
fact that
Zeke's
they just
the
won't go.
Back.
The fact that they won't go. We said this for more than a year now, though, right? This is nothing new. It's like, how does a contract influence snaps? it's completely influencing who the better, you know, it's like you're not having your best foot forward. Just Pollard, that was a huge touchdown run from him yesterday, broke that game open, quite frankly. But again, for Cowboys bettors, it was never safe until the pick six last night. And then even after the Saints garbage touchdown, you're like, wow, nothing is easy in this league. And then there was this basketball thing that happened last night, and we don't usually talk about this, but I just want to sort of ask you about this just as a state of the NBA thing. So Oklahoma City played Houston a couple nights ago. They were winning that game, battle of two really bad basketball teams two nights ago. OKC was winning it pretty much for 3.5 quarters, and then, you know, Houston just had a monster fourth quarter, and they nipped OKC at the end. So, Thunder was on a back-to-back last night, and they're facing a Grizzlies team without Ja Morant, it should be noted. And they're 11.5-point dogs, right? Nobody expected them to win the game. It's a back-to-back. You're not a good basketball team anyway. But, dude, they lost 152-79. A 73-point loss that got as bad as 78 points at one point. So a bit of a comeback, can we just say, for the Thunder there to knock it down to 73. But 152-79, and I just sort of ask you this about the NBA as we're handicapping this. So the Rockets, let me just throw them into the conversation because we just brought them up previous night against the Thunder. Rockets who beat the Thunder, they are, John Wall is on the bench, right? John Wall is like, it's like this agreement that we're not going to play you. You know, this is where this is going, right? I'm going to a Tankapalooza thing here. Are we at the point now in the NBA where even starting in November, teams are being open about their tanking? And in the case of the Thunder, that you're so bad at basketball that even if you have one performance that is, you know, credible against an equally bad team one night, on a back-to-back, you are just, you're not going to lose by 73, but you should be looked to be faded even when you're double-digit dogs or nothing else. Like, backing them is just a ridiculous betting notion.
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far because, again, it should not lead to a 73-point loss under any circumstance.
Right, but could you ever say to yourself, I guess what I'm saying is, but could you ever get yourself to think in a pre-flop situation, okay, yeah, they're not going to lose by 73, but the Thunder are 11.5-point dogs to a Ja Morant-less Grizzlies team. I should never convince myself to take the Thunder plus the points.
I'm not all the way there, but it's getting close with these horrible teams. The OKC's in there. Houston, even though they've won, they beat OKC two games in a row. There are a bunch of teams at the bottom of the league that are definitely worth looking at. Same with Orlando, same with Detroit. Even though Detroit's a little bit better than that horrible record that they have.
Boy, NBA going to do anything to step in and talk to the Rockets about the John Wall thing? I know there's some buzz now that, oh, maybe he'll play.
Well, I mean, it sounds like the Knicks would be interested in the Wall-Walker swap.
He don't want to go back to Washington? He is beloved in Washington. Beloved. That team had John Wall. Who would they give up, though, right? Whew, that'd be nice. But I think he wants to play for a contender. And, you know, Washington's only middling at best. We'll come back. We'll look at the Week 13 schedule beyond the Dallas win yesterday. Who do we like this weekend? And Dr. Bob's got me all frazzled about Buffalo, New England. I've gone from Buffalo to New England to I don't want any part of it now. Now I'm sort of leaning Buffalo-ish after what he had to say. We'll talk about that. The games we like. Week 13, the National Football League. Next, Numbers Game. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, Follow the Money is hitting the road next week. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, they'll be live from the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you're in the area, come down, meet them. Be sure to tune in every day from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. That's at Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut. Hope they bring a jacket, because it could be cold. What's the weather in Connecticut next week? So we got to check on that. That should be fun. Foxwoods Resort. Have you been to Foxwoods Resort, Jeff? You seem like a guy who's been there.
I have.
How is it? Nice?
Absolutely ginormous property.
Really?
It's really nice, but it...
That's your review.
Ginormous property. Ginormous. Both of the big giant casinos in Connecticut are just huge, huge properties.
It's
a great place, though. It's not that tall. Like, it's just
massive.
Yeah, just okay. Very big. I mean, MGM kind of would, I think, would be a fair comparison.
MGM Grand. Gotcha. Okay. All right, so some injury news and notes. By the way, Dr. Bob wanted to say, so in addition to his pick on Cal, I love that Bob went off the grid. I was like, hey, what championship game do you like the most? He's like, well, let's talk about Cal later at night. A game that no one will be watching. But betting is betting. So that's his play in college football as Cal. But he wanted to say the Buffalo pick on Monday night is an official Dr. Bob pick. He loves the Bills on Monday night. Now, you are not dissuaded by that, Jeff. You stick to your guns. You're New England all the way in that game?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little harder at 2.5 now, but I still like New England to win that game. The best unit on that field is the New England defense. And Josh Allen, I understand the reasoning that Dr. Bob has, that his legs could really be more important in this game. But look, this feels like an Allen turns the ball over three times. New England protects the ball well enough. I'm curious to see how Mac looks because, again, it is a little bit of an overrated factor. But for a kid who played his whole collegiate career in Alabama, grew up in Florida, it's a little bit different to go play in a 30-mile-an-hour wind game at the Ralph in Western New York in early December.
I legit, and I'm going to say this again, the Cowboys game last night is a great example of where we are in the NFL pre-flop betting. You have got to wait to find out. This is, seriously, it's the most basic thing in the world. You got to wait to find out who's playing on these things. Because Alvin Kamara and those two starting tackles, Armstead and Ramchick, were everything to that handicap yesterday. If they're playing, I don't play the Cowboys. Now, I know, by the way, it barely got home, too. But it's everything. And so you almost can't make bets early in the week. So this Patriots-Bills thing for me, I want to see the weather closer to game time. And the weather super matters here, right? For reasons you stated about Mac Jones, for reasons Bob stated about Josh Allen. Because I will be honest, on this particular game, I have gone from Bills' initial reaction, guessing lines, oh, wait, it's going to be windy, I like the Patriots' running game, to, oh, wait, Bob's right, Josh Allen is probably the difference maker. So you just want to get this close to game times. Now, you were bringing this up off air, obviously, and we do this on Primetime Action. Tonight, Friday nights on Primetime Action, we basically just talk injury reports in the NFL, I'll be honest with you. That doesn't sound like sexy radio, but that is actually money-making radio. And so we go through all these games. Not that DeAndre Swift might have mattered in your handicap to the Minnesota-Detroit game. I loved Minnesota all week. I can't imagine why it didn't come off the 7 till yesterday. Whether it was DeAndre Swift or not, but you got to know. The biggest game this week where I think you have to know now beyond the Cowboys-Saints game, where you have to know the status of players, is that Raiders game here this weekend at Allegiant. Because Darren Waller didn't practice yesterday. DeSean Jackson was limited in practice. If those two guys don't go, it's probably Washington or nothing. And if they do go, it's probably the Raiders or nothing. You subscribe to that theory? 1.5, by the way, now in favor of the Raiders.
You know your Megapod question, Gil?
The game you want no part of?
This is it.
See, I think for me it's Chargers-Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's this one because if Waller doesn't go, we did see the one game where Waller didn't play. Foster Moreau actually played pretty well in that game against Philadelphia. Now, I'm not saying Foster Moreau is anything close to Darren Waller, but the Raider offense didn't really lose that much. Granted, I think that had more to do with the opponent. But for Washington, though, Gil, short week, big opportunity coming off of a primetime win in a scenario where they've struggled for years and years and years. I'm curious to see how they do in the short week, but I have no real feel for this one. Almost a de facto, I don't want to say it's an elimination game, but it's almost to that point for each team in their conferences.
Certainly huge for Washington, who currently hold the number 7 seed in the NFC and control their own destiny, not only for a playoff position, but also for the NFC's title. That's right, I said it out loud. Sue me. Jalen Hurts appears to be a go for the Eagles in their game against the Jets. Would it have mattered to you if it were Gardner Minshew? This appeared to have been the Gardner Minshew game against your Jets, but it looks like it's Jalen Hurts.
It looks like Hurts is going to be all right. I am staying off of this game completely.
Yeah.
If you made me bet it, I'd probably actually just take the total under. I'm not sure how the Jets are going to score in this game.
45 on this.
Yeah.
Like I said, this could be the neutron bomb game for Survivor players.
It's a stay off for me, but look, a compromised Jalen Hurts does not seem like a great idea for Philadelphia.
Keeping with our guys who are playing or not playing theme to this, Daniel Jones, this has been weird all week. First it was he is playing, then it could be Mike Glennon. Now it looks like Daniel Jones is playing for the Giants, who are 4-point favorites, 4.5-point favorites, somewhere in that pocket. I even see a 5 out there at Miami. First of all, would it have mattered to you if it were Daniel Jones or Mike Glennon? And do you have any thought on this game? I don't want any part of this Giants game against Miami.
Would only bet the Giants.
Only the Giants.
I would only take the Giants.
And the points.
I don't think Miami's any good. I think that's the big issue. It's been a lot of smoke and mirrors for them during this win streak against mediocre teams, except for Baltimore, who very well may be a mediocre team in their own right.
So, again, this is part of the Megapod. You can listen to the Megapod, Beating the Book Megapod, which we do each and every Thursday live from the D. Mike Palm, Todd Wishnev, and I with a rotating guest. And Dr. Bob was our guest this week. And he's one of those guys where you always learn something, or he always gets you to think differently about the game or games you're handicapping. Sometimes makes your head scramble. But San Francisco, Seattle. So I loved San Francisco, even saying all week, I even said on Guessing Lines, where I'm like, hey, if there was a bizarro MVP award given this year in the NFL, guys that would actually not get votes in real life, but if you wanted to give a literal MVP, Deebo Samuel of the Niners might be the literal MVP. Cordarrelle Patterson of the Falcons might be a literal MVP. As much as I wanted to take San Francisco and fade Seattle, who looked like hot garbage on Monday night against Washington, He was saying he has Debo rated at like a point and a half or 2 points of difference. You imagine that Debo has gotten to that point in an analytics guy's numbers? So he actually likes the Seahawks in this game, and this is down to three. Now, I can't get behind the Seahawks, but he has caused me to at least have pause about the Niners when he says something like that.
It's a big deal. I mean, for whatever reason, NFL teams have had no idea how to defend Debo Samuel getting handoffs, which is one of the more perplexing things that you're going to see. But look, the last 2 weeks kind of felt like Seattle's last stand, and they failed with flying colors in the last stands the last 2 weeks. They did beat San Francisco earlier in the year. This is obviously a big-time rivalry. Weird things can happen, but I don't want anything to do with this game. This is another one where I kind of like this game under the 45.5 as well.
By the way, I've noticed this notion of the last stand has gained steam this year. This is what we used to call the must-win situation games, right? And our line with must-wins always used to be, if you're in a must-win situation, you must not be that good. I think that's the better sort of handicapping thing to go with it in those sort of scenarios. One more thing, and we can go through all these games, but I'm just sort of riffing here. But we were tossing this around on primetime about the Rams game. So the Rams are 13-point favorites against Jacksonville. And everybody's talking about how Matthew Stafford is banged up. Wouldn't you sit Matthew Stafford in this game and play Wofford, who started that playoff game last year, and just say, you know what, Matt, we got this without you. Why don't you get better? We'll win this game. We'll break our three-game losing streak, but why don't you sit this out? Instead, Matthew Stafford said, hey, I'm not on the injury report. I guess I'm playing. This just seems to me like the Cardinals played it right. They're like, hey, Kyler Murray, why don't you sit? DeAndre Hopkins, why don't you sit long-term? The Rams don't want to do that.
Difference in opinion for organizations, Gil. I would probably lean towards your scenario there. They're winning this game with Wolford pretty easily. Jacksonville have no idea how to defend his running. But look, Stafford's clearly not right, and the Rams are paying for it.
Yeah, I don't think the Rams are playing this right. Sean McVay should think otherwise, but he won't. He will not. We'll come back. Vinny Maliulo from an undisclosed location. Next, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget to check out the Ron Flatter Racing Pod each and every week, where all podcasts are distributed. Jim Mattress Mac McInvale discusses big bets on the 2022 Kentucky Derby. New York Racing Association's Anthony Stabile on this weekend's Cigar Mile at Aqueduct. And Paul Zilm talks about Derby futures opening at Circus Sports in Las Vegas. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod, or as the cool kids call it, the RFRP. Sponsored by First Bet. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. By the way, we shouldn't gloss over that Felica story from earlier on the show. $144,000 on the line, and I think he lost by a nose. He lost on a head bob. You ever bet horses, Jeff?
Nope. I'll hop in on the Derby. On Belmont. That's and the Preakness. That's basically it.
Oh, you have some breaking Belmont news you wanted to share all morning.
Oh no! I mean, it looks like the Belmont switching TV networks. But
wow,
that I'm sure will be covered on next week's Ron Flatter
I'm
Racing.
Surprised we didn't do a segment on that earlier. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, he knows his way around a horse track. It's Vinny Maliulo from an undisclosed location. Slow jamming with Vinny. Oh yeah, Vinny, why aren't you here? What's your story?
Well, first of all, Gil, thanks for adjusting the schedule. I was away at a conference in New Jersey at the Meadowlands, which I'll talk about in a little bit, and got in late last night and have an early appointment. So I did not want to miss my spot. I didn't want to disappoint and have you have to play the theme song for to no avail. So anyway, I was. At the SBC, the Sports Betting Community Conference, at the Meadowlands for the last few days.
I don't mean to be rude. Hold that story because Jeff actually does have a breaking football story here. What do you
go
got,
ahead.
Jeff?
Yeah. Joe Judge, Daniel Jones out.
Oh, there
for
you go.
Sunday. So Mike Glennon will get the start. Jake Fromm is apparently his backup, which I did not know Jake Fromm was a New York Giant.
That's right. We don't go three deep on a depth chart typically, but there we are. So Daniel Jones was in, then he was out, then he was in, now he's out. Will that move the line, Vinny Maliulo, even a half point?
Well, it's up to 4 as it is, open 2.5. So I don't know. I think you might find some giant backers that might have a little relief here. I mean, 4 is also a fairly key number, but we'll see what they do. But they've been Dolphin centric ever since we posted the numbers after Chrissy posted them after guessing lines with you on Monday. So I'm sure there'll be some continued Dolphin support, Gil. But
all right, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
Back to the, no, it's okay. Getting back to the bear, that head bob, that nose job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on the end of a few of those over the years too, so I can sympathize with the bear, unfortunately.
Oh, brutal. He seems so okay with it though, cuz he's been there before, as you have many times. You say. Yeah.
Yeah, when you see you're like, yeah, that done it.
I should say this, the morning after he seems okay with it. I don't know what he was like at that moment, cuz if you've ever, by the way, one of the great experiences you can have in life is watching a horse race that the bear is actually betting on. And you're like hanging out, you're talking to him calmly, and then all of a sudden he stands up, he gets in like this umpire crouch, and he starts screaming, and you're like, oh my God, what's happening? So he gets super into it, yeah.
He transforms right before your eyes. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what's this conference?
So anyway, Gil, I was at the conference at the Metal. Let's just say. There's multiple functions that go with it. You know, you've got your seminars and things, and there's the trade floor with systems and products and things like that. But what's good about it, Gil, I find, is you know, you go and you get different perspectives, you know, from obviously internationally in this case, and then domestically as well. You get a firsthand look at to see how sports wagering continues to expand here in the United States. And New Jersey's got a massive handle and really has taken to it immensely. Now, you know, watching very closely what's going to happen across the river in New York with what is to become, you know, more expansion. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, I did get a chance to see some friends of your show and friends of VSiN in particular, Captain Jack.
Hey,
at a function on a Wednesday evening, and Spanky was there as well. So had nice things to say about VSiN and then the programming. But did get to spend a little time with them, and I was actually I saw they were not only at the show, but the event on Wednesday night was at the Meadowlands. I mean, I'm sorry, at MetLife Stadium. And it was the Hall of Fame, Sports Betting Hall of Fame induction ceremony where Joe Asher and Joe Brennan, along with Yolanda Acuna, Johnny Avello, and our own Jimmy Vaccaro were inducted into the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. So,
wow. Yeah, congratulations.
Nice event.
Congratulations to all. Did Joe Asher mention me in his victory speech there, in his induction speech, or no? Did he not?
Several times.
Several times.
Several times.
Just curious.
Several times.
Just curious that came up. Well, congratulations to all of them. And, of course, because we know Johnny and Jimmy the best, congratulations specifically to those two guys. Well-deserved, obviously. And, Vinny, one day your day is coming too, sir. One day.
Well, listen, buddy. I leave that to you and the constituency and my colleagues, Gil. But it was great to be... It was great to be at the event. I was actually the MC, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, by the way, Captain Jack, Spanky, great dudes. Glad you ran into them. And Captain Jack, by the way, the commissioner of sports betting. Not sure if you're aware of that. And let me get your reaction, because this is something that you have talked about here before you go. I want to get your reaction to the fact that, you know, no matter the things that have come up over the years, you've sat in this chair, and you know, there's always been things that were like, oh, do you think if this happens that it will affect Nevada, you know, sports betting? Do you, if this happens, if that happens? And so here we are now, 3 years since PASPA was ruled, 3+ years, 3.5 now since PASPA was ruled unconstitutional, and that sports betting has proliferated state by state. And New Jersey with a $1.3 billion handle for the month of October, but, and now New York perhaps could siphon off some of that. But Nevada, Vinny, $1 billion plus in October. I mean, it sort of proves what you've been saying all along, that it's kind of nothing really will ultimately dent Nevada in the end. We can sit here and quibble about some shortcomings with what's offered, but seems to not matter.
Well, you know, Gil, again, yeah, and again, I use the, you know, analogy from the 70s when table game and casino styles gaming expanded. Listen, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, you don't sit on your laurels and you just, you know, fold your arms and say, hey, we're the king of the hill. This is why it's important to go to these events, to share perspectives and see what's happening. Because I think what we're doing is creating more customers and more awareness and more comfort. When I say comfort with new customers and making them familiar and breaking down barriers. So it's a lot more, a lot easier for folks to access it. And they still want that Las Vegas experience. And I think in conjunction with everything else that's here in Las Vegas, particular, now we're an event-driven destination. Of course, the Golden Knights, the Raiders, and it looks like maybe the A's as well. You know, the college, but we got a game here. Bears here tonight for the Pac-12 championship yep. game. So as long as we can continue to have, and don't forget the rodeo that's here for these couple of weeks. It's a massive event.
Oh,
so,
I can't forget, Vinny. I walk from my car. Yes. There's no way to forget it.
Yep. You got your Stetson all steamed, right?
You're
good with your cowboy hat? Yeah, the boy. So I think so, Gil. I don't believe in resting on our laurels, but I believe in the sharing the perspectives. Continue to do that. But there'll still be, there's more competition out there. But you got to welcome the competition, embrace it, and continue to refine your product. And you touched on it, but I do think that it's helped us expand the menu, and we have to continue to expand it and look at new things as well.
Vinny, I appreciate it as always, man. Vinny Maliulo, everybody, not only here at the South Point, working with Chrissy and Jimmy, Chris Andrews and Jimmy Vaccaro, but also senior Gone Gaming odds maker. Vinny, safe travels, and we'll see you back in your chair here next week.
Okay, guys, great to be with you. Have a terrific weekend.
Thank you, Vinny. At VSIN Vinny, by the way, his Twitter game is, I think it's on fleek, Jeff. Can't even say that. Was on fleek was like popular like a year ago. I'm so bad at that. All right, this is a question. I want you to ponder this over the break. You ready for this? This is an outstanding question from Matt on Twitter. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is at Warrior013. He says, okay, your turn. I guess he's been asking this around. Who is your Final Four in college football if the following happens? You know where I'm going with this? Here's what Matt says. Bama loses, Michigan loses, Cincinnati loses, and Oklahoma State loses. And then Matt says, ready, go. So we're gonna ponder this over the break, and we're going to get our answers. So Bama would lose to Georgia in the SEC championship. Michigan, as a double-digit favorite, loses outright to Iowa in the Big Ten championship. Cincy, as a double-digit favorite, loses outright to Houston in the AAC championship. And then the Cowboys of Oklahoma State lose to Baylor in the Big 12 championship Saturday morning. Who, then, are your Final Four in college football, and who would you bet? Coming back, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotions section. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 to go to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, well, then the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus, hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account, try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM? Well, just download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or over to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Skill Alexander. Jeff Parlay, producer number 5 and 8. The Grover Cleveland of producers is here as well. Full button-down shirt today. We appreciate it from Jeff. Lisa, Craig, your son wore a button-down. This is the question before the break. Again, from Matt at Warrior013, which is, okay, apparently he's been asking everybody this. But he says, is your final four, who's your final four if the following happens? Bama loses to Georgia. Michigan loses straight out to Iowa. Cincy loses to Houston. OK State loses to Baylor in the Big 12 championship. Ready, go. Okay. Let's agree on, okay, so Georgia's obviously in. They're number one, right? I think we agree that Notre Dame, from being idle, would then be number two. All right, here's where it gets interesting. Does Bama, if Bama lost a close game, would this be their obvious excuse to be able to put Alabama in the top four? I think it is. You say?
Yeah, they're on my list of potential four seeds in this scenario.
I would even say maybe even a three.
Well, in this scenario, Baylor beats Oklahoma State.
So Baylor's in.
I would say Baylor is in as a
two-loss conference champion.
Conference champion without losing to Stanford. Hello, Oregon. but that's what I come down to. The correct answer here is just don't play the tournament and hand the trophy to Georgia. That's the correct answer. But you look at this, Gil. It was Georgia 1, Notre Dame 2, Baylor 3, and then Michigan, Oregon, Ohio, assuming Oregon beats Utah.
I was about to say, oh, so Ohio State all of a sudden come back
Ohio
in the
State,
picture?
Ohio State, Bama. It's one of those four would get it, I would say.
because at that point, if all of that happens, wouldn't there be at least one or two committee members who would say to themselves, you know what, I'm just going best four then, because this is ridiculous now. So I'm picking the four best teams. I'm going Georgia. I'm going Alabama. I'm going Ohio State. And I have to put Notre Dame in over Michigan, right? That would be the one exception. That probably would happen. But the rest of it, you just go with, there's no reason to do this by what happened on the field anymore. Let's just put the best teams possibly in there. I think that's your four. I do. I think it's Georgia. I think it's Alabama, Notre Dame, and Ohio State at that point. Baylor will have the most to complain about.
Yeah, Baylor would have the most to complain about. If you put Michigan over Ohio State, I'd have no problem with that. I'd have no problem with that. They really dominated that game this past week.
They did. So you're probably – I mean, they really did. Both offensive and defensive lines, they destroyed them. So maybe my Ohio State thing is wrong because you can't put them in over Michigan. True. But that essentially is what it is. I don't think you're going to get some wacky – like Baylor would be the wackiest team. I don't think it would throw it that far into chaos. Like you're not – you know, no one's going to be like, well – welcome in, UTSA, you know, or something. Obviously, that's a little crazy. Welcome in, ACC. It's not going to happen that way, right?
I'm going to say that Pitt is not moving up 11 spots off of beating Wake Forest.
No. Who's ninth right now?
Nine is Baylor.
Who's eighth?
Ole Miss.
Yeah, so that's the team I'm talking about. I don't think it would advance Ole Miss in other words. That is not happening.
Lose to Auburn, Gil.
No. How about that Harsin stuff we were talking about yesterday? Three games in a row, 90% win probability.
Lose them all.
99.9% on the play before Bigsby went out of bounds. You're a 99.9% chance to win this game. Please don't go out of bounds. Just by myself watching at the top of my building, screaming out loud, don't go out of bounds. Don't ask me why I was at the top of my building, by the way. All right, so here's the deal. Remaining NFL games that you and I have not talked about. That was a nice sports radio, 2 minutes right there. Here's some NFL games that we have not touched upon. Oh, by the way, Jason H11, we get tweets. He says that Fromm was signed earlier this week by the Giants, and that should have he would have been shocked at that point if Jones had played. That was kind of the tell.
By the way, that line is up to 5.5 now.
So he does matter.
It does matter, according to this.
Not going through anything key, but still enough to move it. A tick
was it
or
off
two.
A four?
Yeah. What's this one say? I don't want to Ron Burgundy through anything, so I'm going to leave those alone. All right. So what are your favorite bets then in the NFL? We didn't even couch it that way. What do you like best? What are you and Wes Reynolds' stealth alliance called Weekend Warriors? What are you coming up with?
Well, here's what I'll say, Gil. You talked about it earlier in the week on guessing lines, that this feels like a spot where Minnesota takes out the frustrations on the Detroit Lions, who are now without their best offensive player with DeAndre Swift being out. And I am in that thinking. I think Minnesota rolls them.
Me too.
The only concern is that is a team that has done a lot of idiotic things this year, as we know. So they could keep Detroit in the game. Backdoor could be open at a touchdown. But I this feels like a Minnesota rolling of Detroit on Sunday.
I'm with you. I bet Minnesota -7. I have them in a teaser with the Colts, who's my other big favorite that I like. I don't think that I got it before it got to 10. So those are the two big favorites for me. By the way, Vikings have lost all six of their games by a combined 26 points. And Dr. Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus was on Primetime Action last night. He said it best about the Vikings. If you keep making suboptimal decisions all game long, you shouldn't be surprised that every game comes down to a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Who besides the Vikings for you?
Denver.
Really?
Still too many. 9.5, still too much.
Hmm.
I think Denver matches up pretty well with Kansas City, all things considered. Getting healthier defensively, getting healthier on the offensive line. I know Andy Reid is spectacular off the bye. I know Kansas City is getting healthier, but I'll take 9.5. If there's still some 10, very limited 10 out there, I think that's obviously better, but I think Denver keeps this thing close. I wouldn't be shocked if they're leading late in the game and Kansas City has to come back to win.
Here's another aside, something that Eric Eager said from Pro Football Focus earlier this week. See if you agree with this, that the Patriots are built to beat the Bills, but the Bills are built to beat the Chiefs. Interesting
comment. The
Patriots
are built to beat the Bills, and the Bills are built to beat the Chiefs. That's a tongue twister there a little bit.
It's an interesting comment. Interesting way to look at
it. That's a pretty fair assessment, actually, because we already saw the way that Buffalo – granted, Kansas City was playing horribly at the time, but Buffalo blasted them on that Sunday night. And New England, the way their defense is built, yeah, it is built to slow down Josh Allen in that offense.
All right. Broncos and Vikings for you. The Broncos-Chiefs, I don't think I want any part of that either. Because the Broncos, I just don't know what you get from them on a weekly basis. Do they lead Dallas by 30, or are they just, you know, kind of standard Broncos restaurant quality, for lack of a better term?
It is Fangio on the road in a primetime
game, too. Yeah. It's the only possible survivor selection that isn't in the early window for those remaining survivor players in Circa. Good luck to the remaining 26 players who have 28 entries among them. And your third pick? I will tell you my three on the Megapod yesterday was Minnesota, Indianapolis, and are you ready for this one? The Falcons. Just because I think it's too many points. God help me. How quickly I might regret that. Like, it might not even take a quarter before I'm like, what am I thinking?
I'll give you one that's in the same ilk as that, Gil.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Bears. Yes. I kind of like the Bears. Getting the points against Arizona. That's down to 7.5.
Let this be the last thing we talk about here, because Arizona has the best record in the NFL, so this is probably the best way to end this today. They have the best record in the NFL. We have them power ranked number one, you and I, almost by default, right? Because they have the best record. They won two games with Colt McCoy. They've rested Kyler Murray. And they're the shortest shot to get the number one seed in the NFC. Barely, though, right? Barely, in front of the Packers and the Bucks. Is there a little something in your brain, though, with all of those accolades here after 11 games? Number one seed, short shot to get the number one seed when all is said and done. Kyler's rested. DeAndre's rested. Is there something in your brain, though, that's like, while all of that is true, they're still kind of the Cardinals, and I still don't trust the long-term health of Kyler Murray?
The last point especially, yes. He's missed three games. You don't trust the long-term health. We've already saw that last year where he got hurt, tried to play,
right,
and it was a disaster at the end of the year. The main reason for this, we have seen a lot of quarterbacks come back from multiple week layoffs and look terrible in the first start. I'm not saying Chicago's going to win the game outright, but I like them to play within a touchdown.
What a fun weekend, man. Started last night if you were on the right side of that game. Terrible game, but if you're right side betting-wise, it started last night. Couple games in college tonight, including the Pac-12 Championship, and then Championship Week and NFL Week 13. Good luck and enjoy from all of us at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Lombardi Line next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.